Churchill Downs, Santa Anita, Pimlico, Del Mar, and Belmont are names known by horse racing buffs all over the world, but Hong Kongers would add Happy Valley to that list. Only a game's Charlie Schroeder recently visited this spectacular and rather lucrative race course, and he has our story.
Some guys have all the luck. Today, that lucky guy would be Joseph Liu. The 24-year-old medical student just won $2,400 on a horse race. Okay, well, 2,400 Hong Kong dollars. But still, that's about 300 US. So, how'd he know that horses 6 and 4 would win and place?
I'm just a lucky guy. I pick random numbers.
We're in the sport's most dramatic setting, Happy Valley, Hong Kong.
It's ringed by high-rise and developments and roads.
That's Heather Adams, the author of An A to Z of Hong Kong Racing. She says Happy Valley is the world's most urban race course.
Very densely packed. And racing takes place at night, so it's brilliantly lit, and you have this sort of natural amphitheater of light, if you like.
It's a spectacular sight, especially tonight, when the nearby neon lights can barely penetrate the fog. Although it may look like Happy Valley Racecourse was plopped down in the middle of skyscrapers, it's actually the other way around. This former British colony, back in China's hands since 1997, grew up around Happy Valley and horse racing.
So as soon as the British were able to open up the treaty ports in China in the mid-1800s, they generally opened a racetrack. It was something the British did. They needed their amusements.
Close to 50 opened in China, including one in Beijing, where an astonishing 80,000 people regularly attended the races. Here, on the turf racetracks, the horses run clockwise, just like in Britain.
The Chinese seemed to fall in love pretty instantly with horse racing and would treat it as a big occasion. They would always get wind of a race meeting. They would be there, not necessarily invited, but there they'd be. And it's said that the hills around, you know, the Beijing track in particular, which was the most frequented, was blue with the tunics of the Chinese.
Building racecourses on the expansive mainland was a breeze, but mountainous Hong Kong Island? That terrain didn't leave the Brits many options. The best prospect was a flat bottom valley called Wong Nai Chung.
Which means something like dirty yellow stream.
It was a place where malaria ran wild.
So people were dying inexplicably, and it was believed from sort of noxious fumes from the bog of Happy Valley.
The area had originally been earmarked as the central business district, but with people dropping like, well, mosquitoes, it was moved farther west. So in went the race course. And from these humble beginnings, the sport has grown into something totally different from American horse racing.
There's no NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball, or NFL here. Horse racing is such a dominant player in the sporting landscape of Hong Kong.
That's Bill Nader, the executive director of racing for the Hong Kong Jockey Club. He says that during the 10-month racing season at Happy Valley and its sister course, Sha Tin, horse racing is by far the number one sporting and entertainment option here.
I mean, it's such a big part of the culture. There's a loyalty and a passion here that's unmatched anywhere else. And every race on every race day counts.
A lot. Consider some of these astonishing numbers. There are 7 million people in Hong Kong, and there are 6 million bets made per race day. Every race, and there are 8 each night, averages a turnover of just under $14 million U.S. Last year, 10.6 billion U.S. was bet. That not only makes for very exciting races, it also makes the Hong Kong Jockey Club the city's biggest taxpayer. Last year, along with proceeds from its lottery and soccer betting, they contributed close to 7% of the city's tax revenue.
As you walk around Hong Kong and get the lay of the land, whether it be at hospitals, universities, entertainment facilities, you see that the Hong Kong Jockey Club was a primary driver in funding these important parts of Hong Kong.
All this talk about money makes me seek out someone with good, solid betting tips on the night's last race. And I find him in Grace Chow, a 77-year-old retired school teacher who's intimately familiar with Hong Kong's horses and jockeys. He says it all comes down to the horse's past record and the jockey.
The jockey lead the horse smoothly, it's good.
A smooth lead. I consider this for a moment, realize I don't know a thing about the horses or jockeys, and opt for plan B. I pull out 10 Hong Kong dollars, about $1.30, and approach the betting window.
My name is Bond.
Yes, that's the name of the horse, but more than anything, I've just always wanted to say that.
$10. To win. James Bond.
Last one, the Chevalier Cup. They're all in for the final race tonight at the Valley. And they're off.
A little over a minute later, I wait in anticipation for My Name is Bond to cross the finish line, which he eventually does in sixth place. As I tear up my ticket, I spot Kaustiv Nayak, who's in town from India for an immunology conference. He's giddy, positively giddy.
I won twice.
Twice?
Yeah, and this is the first time I ever bet in my life.
What's your strategy? How do you know how to bet on the winning horses?
Well, I had combination of my lucky numbers.
Uh-huh. Your lucky numbers?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And that's it?
That's it.
Just your lucky numbers?
My lucky number.
Tonight, 950 million Hong Kong dollars were turned over, more than 122 million U.S., and Nayak was no doubt one of the luckiest race fans. Inside, as he collected his earnings, I learned that he walked away with an extra $100 in his pocket tonight. He was so excited, he rang his wife and told her the good news.
She was excited, but she was a bit apprehensive. She said, no more betting.
Knowing how fleeting luck is, her apprehension is understandable. For Only a Game, I'm Charlie Schroeder in Hong Kong.